And that's it for the letters section this week. So back to Paul for some more news.
For the Canaries supporters, a couple of items about the football ground, and for the many amongst you with no interest in football, an item about some of our sports stars of the future.
A winter sports hub is hoping it will create snow sports stars of the future after a crop of young talent swept the board at a prestigious competition. 8 ski racers from Norfolk Snow Sports Club in Whittlingham Lane Trouse competed at the English Alpine Championships in Bormio, Italy, which attracted hundreds of talented skiers ranging from 8-year-olds to senior athletes. And despite some not having much experience racing on real snow and competing against athletes who were used to the terrain, the Norfolk team was successful in the Snow Sport England contest and came away with 7 medals. Isaac Cheongvi, 11, from Blowfield, won the under-12 overall title, and his sister Betsy, 9, also won silver in the under-10s slalom category. Other competitors included Antonia Watson from Hingham, who won a silver medal in the Super G event in the under-14 category, and Freddie Croft, 10, from Wyndham, who won the under-10 category in the boys' slalom event. The Volunteer Run Club, which opened more than 50 years ago, has over 2,500 members who range from 5 to older adults and people with disabilities.
Faulty speakers at Carrow Road have divided Canaries fans as to whether the sound system should remain switched off. The chatter of Norwich City supporters could be heard ahead of Saturday's 2-0 win over Cardiff when Brazilian duo Gabriel Sara and Marquinhos scored. They were unable to hear the club's traditional Samba de Janeiro goal music. An issue with the public address system meant no announcements were made during the afternoon and music was not played, providing a nostalgic blast for some older fans. But some were quite happy not to have music interrupting their pre-match chat and felt the atmosphere was improved without goal music. Well, now we've reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.